Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Jason Kelly on Bloomberg Radio.
With us is the CEO of Chipotle Mexican Grill. We're talking about Brian Nickel. He joins us live right now from Newport Beach, California. Brian, so great to have you here with us, because I think about when you and I spoke back in early March. It was just days before the world shut down. So much has happened since then, and you gave me a lot of time there, and you're so gracious to come back. Tell me a little bit about kind of where we are right now in this world. How do you see the pandemic? Are we on the other side of it yet?
Yeah, Carol, good to see you again. And yeah, it was crazy to think we were just a couple days before everything really came to a grinding halt, unfortunately, and the pandemic really took off. But I think where we are right now is in a state where I think everybody understands what they need to be doing. And so as a result, I think people are starting, you know, to demonstrate good behavior so that we all contribute in really containing the pandemic. We've been very fortunate in our restaurants where our employees, I think, are doing a lot of the right things. We put a lot of the right food safety practices and wellness practices in place. So that's giving people confidence to, you know, basically use Chipotle as a meal solution. And then obviously our digital business is giving people access for that off-premise occasion that has become really critical.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that, because I feel like you were very prescient in terms of the investments you made and when you came in about 2.5 years ago, focusing on that. Before we get to that, though, I do want to ask you, are you preparing your company, your staff, for a second round with the virus come the fall and winter months? And I do wonder if you're kind of taking precautions or setting up, you know, just in case.
Yeah, look, I think we definitely have uncertainty in front of us. And so really the approach we're taking is we're following the recommendations of the CDC and a lot of the local health departments around making sure our employees are wearing masks. We're practicing the social distancing. You know, no one works if they're not feeling healthy. And, you know, obviously we continue to be in a working remote environment. So we want to take all the precautions we can to hopefully contain the pandemic and get to the other side of this. You know, it'd be a real disappointment if we have a setback. And I'm really hopeful that if we do all the right things as a company, as a community, we can avoid that setback.
Do you think we'll get one?
You know, I honestly really hope people do the right things going forward so that we don't. You know, I think the big recommendations out there are, you know, go get flu shots, wear your mask, practice social distance, avoid big crowds. And that's our best bet to avoid a real, you know, major flare up. But, you know, cold and flu season, more people are probably not going to feel great. And it's important people get tested. They understand whether they have COVID or just a common cold or flu. And then they need to do the right things to protect themselves, their family, their friends, and their communities. And I think if people just take that simple approach, I think, you know, we'll get past this a lot faster not taking those safety precautions.
You know, it's interesting, Brian, you say doing the right thing too. We were talking with a doctor earlier, and I think a lot of folks are talking about a vaccine when we finally get one. There are now concerns that people won't take the vaccine. Would you require your employees, your staff, to take a vaccine in order to work?
No, you know, we would not require people to take the vaccine. Obviously, I would want to do everything I can to make sure that they have access to the vaccine, especially those that are in those high risk groups. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, your health and wellness is ultimately your personal decision. Whatever your decision is, though, if you aren't feeling healthy and you happen to have COVID, we do need you to, you know, take those precautions to not get other people infected. But I'm focused on trying to stay in touch with people so I understand when vaccines get approved, how they will be distributed, and how I best get our employees access to those vaccines. But, you know, at the end of the day, they need to make that decision for themselves.
Well, and I do wonder, too, you know, I think that's really interesting to hear. And I feel like Chipotle has been throughout its history a company that thinks a lot about its employee base. So how do you keep, you know, your employees safe, motivated during these trying times? We talk about, you know, corporate culture when you've got people at home and people all over the place. How do you keep, though, your workers who have to be at work in order to get the job done? How do you keep them motivated during these trying times? And I'm curious if you've made any employee policy changes during the pandemic.
Yeah, look, Carol, I think it, fortunately for us, we've always been focused on our purpose, which is around this idea of cultivating a better world through food with integrity. And we've got some clear cultural values, you know, around basically authenticity lives here. The movement is real, you know, teach and taste Chipotle. And then the line is the moment of truth. And the reason why these values are really important is we've used them to guide a lot of our decisions. We believe our purpose and our values drive our culture. It's why people love to work at Chipotle. And we've been consistent, I think, in all our decision making against our purpose and our values. And I think it's given a lot of our employees a sense of pride. They love the fact that, you know, regardless of how hard the decision is, we want to do the right thing for our communities, moving our purpose forward, and obviously our employees. So, you know, we were fortunate. We already had a lot of things in practice from a wellness standpoint. And, you know, paid sick leave and a lot of employee programs around healthcare, mental wellness, mental health benefits that were available for not just the employee, but their families. So we were trying to surround people with all the right things. And those have been even more important in these challenging times. And, you know, we've dialed up our communication. I'll tell you, the other thing that has really been powerful is we have really worked hard to communicate with every single employee at Chipotle, all 90 plus thousand of them. You know, we're doing Zooms and web calls and telephone calls. I just want to keep them up to date with the most, you know, up to date information. And the more they know, the more they can feel confident that we're making the right decisions and they're working in a safe environment. I've had the pleasure of making some day trips, visiting restaurants. And I can tell you, it really gets you pumped up because our employees are so grateful to be working and to be a part of Chipotle and making a difference in their communities and moving our company and culture forward.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So, there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Well, and I'm guessing you're visiting a lot more workers because you guys have been on a significant hiring push. Back in July, you talked about hiring about 10,000 workers. So how has that push gone so far? Where are you in that process?
Yeah, it's been, you know, we're very fortunate. People have been really excited to join Chipotle, and the applications have been, frankly, really exciting to see.
Didn't you get something like 700,000? You know, so didn't you get something like 700,000 applications or something? It was crazy.
You know, I don't remember what the number is, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's close to right. Yeah. Because we have had, we just had a job for one of our digital opportunities open up. And for just this one position, we had well over, I think 300 or 400 applications, which is really amazing. Now you times that out across 10,000 opportunities from, crew members all the way up to jobs at our support centers. And we've been very fortunate to attract really great people. And we've been able to retain really great people. So we're feeling really fortunate with where we are with the people we have and the people that are drawn to work at Chipotle and apply and want to be a part of what we're doing.
Are you seeing any tightness in the labor market? And I'm curious if you anticipate needing even more workers and if that's going to potentially, if there's tightness in the workforce, also lead to kind of higher wages here.
Yeah, no, we're not seeing an issue with applicant flow. We're continuing to see great access to great talent. I think one of the things why people are really drawn to Chipotle is we have a tremendous growth story. So it's always fun to be a part of a company that when you think about I'm joining today and this company could, triple in revenue over the next decade, double store count, go from 2,600, 2,700 restaurants to 5,000-6,000 restaurants. They're really excited about all the growth, right? Our thing about our digital business, we went from, a couple hundred million dollars to this year, we'll be about probably $2.4 billion worth of digital business.
Wow.
And people love to be a part of companies that have growth. And then what really attracts them here is they feel like it's very much aligned with their personal values. So they love the growth, they love the values, and they're excited to be a part of what our future is. And, I keep telling our team, let's just make sure we're hiring the best possible people, but let's also make sure we're hiring the best possible people that really believe in our purpose and our values. And that's where I think we really strike gold.
Brian, why do you think Chipotle has been so successful boosting sales in its digital delivery and delivery business? You guys have just done really well. As you talked about some of the numbers and some of the growth, it's pretty impressive. Why do you think it's worked so well?
I think we have been very focused on keeping the digital execution really simple. and mirroring the same experience you get when you come into our restaurants. So, you know, we've tried very hard to give you a digital experience that frankly is almost identical to as if you were in our restaurant moving down the line, picking out, you know, how you want to make your bowl or burrito. And, you know, we've stayed very committed to keeping it simple. You know, over and over again, what I hear people say is, wow, I love your app. It's so easy to use. And then it's so easy to actually get the food when it's time to pick it up. So, you know, just the aspect of keeping it very simple, really convenient. And then, you know, this has always been at the core of Chipotle. We're really fast and we're tremendous value. So we've just given people another access mode to get great culinary, great ingredients, done exactly how they want it. And, you know, at a tremendous value. So it's working out really well, because if you want to order ahead, grab it and go. If you need it delivered, we can deliver it. If you want to run in, move down the line and have that eye to eye, you know, contact, so you get the burrito exactly the way you want it. We have all these avenues available for you. But at the core of it is great ingredients, great culinary, and then you end up with just delicious burritos and bowls. So, you know, at the end of the day, we are still a restaurant company that is committed to changing food culture.
Hey, Brian, you know, back in March, you did say to me that you thought digital could be about 30 to 40% of your business and be a multi-billion dollar business over the next 3 to 5 years. That still feel about real and likely, or even more perhaps?
Well, yeah, you know, unfortunately, Carol, that was before it became 80% of our business for a time.
Yeah,
there.
That's
but,
true.
You know, you probably saw in our most recent earnings report, we're in that 40 to 50% range. And, you know, obviously that'll continue to fluctuate as the dining rooms reopen, but I definitely think our digital business is going to stay around as our dining room business comes back.
So it'll stay among that 40 to 50% level, you think?
I think there's a real possibility that's where it could stick. Yeah.
So listen, one thing I got to ask you, Brian, is, and I know all the CEOs we talk to, they don't have a ton of visibility at this point. So I do wonder, what metrics do you look at? Is it consumer data points? Is it, you know, the app, the digital? What are you looking at to get an idea of how healthy the consumer is and maybe what the rest of 2020 looks like at this point?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Carol. There is a lot of uncertainty. I'm sure if you talk to a lot of my peers, we could rattle off the list of all the uncertainties in front of us. What we've decided to really stay focused on is, okay, what are the things we can control? And the things we can control is making sure that we have a really safe environment for our employees to work in, a safe environment that our customers believe in and trust. We know if we do those two things, we continue to get people's trust and then ultimately their business around their meal occasions. And so we continue to really monitor how we as a brand are doing on the things that we can control. You know, are we doing a good job of communicating the safety? Are we doing a good job of communicating why you can feel great about these ingredients, why you can feel great about getting that burrito or bowl from Chipotle? And then obviously we're paying attention to a lot of the macros to understand the health of the consumer.
Right.
And, you know, obviously, depending on where you are in the country, we're seeing a lot of different things. But, you know, for the most part, customers and consumers are still wanting to order food out, whether that's from, you know, their local restaurant or somebody like a Chipotle. You know, we're definitely seeing them fatigue a little bit on going to the grocery store, loading up and cooking all the time.
You know, Brian, I feel like there's always something getting in our way, whether it's the virus or it's the president. And I do, unfortunately, have to leave it there because we do have to head to Washington to listen to the president. I do appreciate, though, your time, as always, and hopefully we can catch up soon. Brian Nickel, he's the CEO of Chipotle.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.